This is Disciplinary Matter, a Star Trek reboot fanfic written by Waldorf and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, takes place some time after the movie, and contains the pairing James Kirk Spock. With warnings for spanking, aliens made them do it, orgasm denial, infidelity, and porn. Author's Notes for Mary Sunshine 36. The blessing is that it's just them. "This is a disciplinary matter," the president had said severely, "between a commander and his second. To have the second subjugated in front of those lower will give them ideas, and then you'll have mutiny." Jim's pretty sure he's got a mutiny right now. He's got a lap full of mutiny. Fuck. The thing was, they would have killed Jim, which is the reason that Spock is enduring this. Probably because he didn't want to write in his paperwork, "I refuse to allow the captain to administer corporal punishment to my gluteus maximus," and therefore he was executed. Of course, Jim's not sure how he's going to get his own paperwork to say indirectly that he spanked his first officer. And the thing is, it's not the spanking, or that it's Spock, or that it's public. Jim's pretty okay with all of that. It's that this is what it took. So he's sort of pissed, in that simmering hot way that used to make him find a willing partner or drive a car over a cliff. Jim's not good at moderation. Spock is stiff, hands pressed against the floor, and Jim brings his hand down across his bare ass, hard. The sound is gratifyingly loud. Spock actually lurches, fingers curling against the floor. Jim rubs his hand across Spock's ass, almost soothing, and then does it again. Wonders if he can get Spock to make noise, sob, beg Jim. 12 strikes. Audio monitor Jim can disassemble in a heartbeat after. He could probably have faked this. Probably. Another. 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 Spock's breath is coming hard and fast, and when Jim palms the curve of Spock's ass, his breath hitches, and Jim can feel the hard press against his thigh. Oh. A better man would probably stop. Except now, Spock is rubbing against him slightly, like he can't help it. And Spock not being able to help something is hotter than that thing Gayla could do, where she took him all the way down and then didn't need to breathe. By the 10th, Spock is almost whimpering. And then Jim remembers, touch, telepath, and almost feels bad. Because he's pretty much leaking inside his pants, and he hesitates, and Spock lifts his ass, seeking. And Jim has wanted to do this, because he might be an arrogant asshole, but Spock's such a stubborn asshole. Jim has wanted to bend him over his knee and smack him, wanted Spock to give it up. Done, Jim says, when it is. His hand stings and will be swollen if he doesn't get to the regenerator that Bones now makes him take with him on away missions. It's like Bones doesn't trust him or something. He fixes his hand, then turns to the audio system. It's gone dark, but there's a message. You're free to rejoin the party. We're good to go if... Captain. Jim. Spock is standing there, flushed, hard, and Jim bites his bottom lip thoughtfully. Now's a good time to say no if you don't want it, Jim says. You can take Uhura back up to the ship. I'll cause a ruckus down here. You know how distracting I can be. No means no, or so Jim's sensitivity training tells him. Except Spock's eyes are on Jim's tented pants, and then on his lips, and Jim thinks, all right then, and drops to his knees. Spock is backed against the wall, bracing himself, and Jim settles between his thighs, sucks the head into his mouth, feels Spock shudder and can't stop his lip twitching. Jim loves sucking cock, the slide of it down his throat, cutting off his air. Could get high on that alone. Loves the taste of it, the feel and weight. Too much and too big. Loves taking someone apart, something as little as a flick of his tongue. He slides the fingers of one hand back, behind Spock's balls, rolling them and pumping his cock with the other. Traces the outline of Spock's hole. Spock jerks forward involuntarily, but that's a good sound he just made. And so Jim pulls his hand back, slides his index finger into his mouth alongside Spock's cock, and then pushes it in Spock's hole, just up to the first knuckle. Shallow little fucks, in tandem to the way he's going to town on Spock's cock. Gets a groan, an honest-to-fuck groan for his trouble. God, what he wouldn't give for a cock ring. He wants to keep Spock hard, just for him. Send him back to Uhura and let her know. Spock's pushing back against the finger, pushing into Jim's throat, almost like he can't pick which one he wants. And Jim wants to fuck him. Brace him against the wall and open him up on his dick. Fuck hard and deep until Spock can't do anything but beg Jim, sob his name, and come on his cock. As it is, Spock's about 2 seconds away from coming, so Jim pulls out the finger and pulls off of Spock with a loud, slurping pop. His mouth is slick with Spock's precum, and he's got spit and precum dripping down his chin. He swipes his tongue down. Doesn't want to wipe it on either of them. Gets the majority of it, wipes the rest on his hand and then the waistband of his pants, where it'll be under his shirt. He stands up gingerly, tucks Spock back in and does up his trousers, while Spock is still too dazed to figure out what's going on. What? Spock manages. Up to you, Jim says, kissing Spock's slack lips and patting the bulge in his pants. Spock makes a tortured sound, staring at him. You can go back to Uhura's, blame this all on the aliens. You won't be the first to use the aliens made them do it excuse. And hey, half of it is true. Or, he says, and Spock's eyes, which have drifted to his lips, jerk back to his face. You can go back to the ship, no one the wiser, and wait for me on my bed. And I'll finish what I started. It's a dangerous game. It's fucking reckless. Jim's good at reckless. He grins at Spock, leans over and gets the bag, and slides out of the room, and rejoins the party. His hard-on's subsided enough, tucked neatly back into his briefs. Sulu raises questioning eyebrows, and Jim makes the, "We're good, no one has to die," hand signal. "Where's Spock?" Sulu asks after a few minutes. I sent him back to the ship. No need to ask for more trouble. And I don't really need the first officer for this, Jim replies, gesturing to the schmoozing partygoers. Spock's not very good at this part. Sulu snorts. No, not so much. The party ends without incident, and the president agrees he'll consider more favorably joining the Federation and would welcome further discussion. Anyone who can take their crew in hand in such a way deserves the utmost respect, he adds, and lets his eyes drift blatantly down Jim's body. Sulu stiffens, but Jim just smiles. He wonders how many planets have been lenient with them because he's hot. Jim can't help it. He's not going to apologize for it either. Genetics are a bitch. We thank you for your hospitality, Mr. President. Scotty, last two to beam up. He smiles his goodbyes to Sulu and heads down to the turbo lift to get to his room, slides his hands into his pockets, and lets himself smile a little, thrum of arousal and anticipation warming his skin. He feels heavy with it, satisfied. Pauses outside his door before. Computer, open. The end. Author's notes. Liked the fic? Let me know. concrete nitpicks, and etc. are always welcome. Baited by no one. It's porn. How often do I get my porn baited? Huge thanks to Lupicus, who talked me through my slight crisis and found me Spanking Vic. The Bottom Line by Punk. SGA John Rodney. I would just like to point out that when I offered to write Mary Sunshine 36 a fic for her birthday, she wanted Kirk Spock. But she doesn't ship it. I said at some point that I was going to manage to take this prompt and twist it. I did? This is the biggest asshole I've ever written, Jim. I kinda like him.